Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Aleph. We are up to Sif Mem Dalet. We are on the top line of page Pei Hei, which is the page following 168. The Mechaber says in Sif Mem Dalet, Habo lahatzil kelov mifnei hadleika. One who comes to save his vessels, his clothing specifically from a fire, Lovesh kol mashi yochel lilbosh. He puts on as many clothes as he can. Va'otev kol mashi yochel latov. That's the same idea. Some clothes have a levisha, some clothes have an atifa. So he takes them out of the fire. Uposhet. Then he takes them off. V'chozer v'lovesh umotzi. He goes back in and he puts on more garments and takes them out. So he's allowed to make various trips to get his clothing out of the fire. So the Mishabura does not comment on this halacha, but there are two small bir halachas I'd like to see. Number one, lovesh komach sheyocha lilbosh. So when there's a fire and he wants to save his clothing, he can put on as much as he can wear. Dekevan de derech malbush ushari. Since it's derech malbush, it's permitted. We saw earlier that a person can wear garment on top of garment, and it's fine. So here's the kiyum of that. You have a fire in the house and you want to get as much clothing as possible. You don't want to carry it, so you put it on various garments on top of each other. The next bir halacha says, uposhet v'chozer. You can take off the clothes when you get out, go back in, and put on more garments. Ayin l'kamon simin shin l'amidalet sivches, shehevi ha-mechaber d'yesh cholkem hazeh. There the mechaber brings down, there are those who argue on this, and they say, whatever you can get out on one try, that's it. You can't go back in and reload your clothing. V'hocha sasam hazeh. But here the mechaber was so seen like the shita, v'ayin b'der ha-gro shechriach d'ho'ikir kach d'hocha. And the Bir Agra proves that the Ikra Halacha is like the Shita, that you can go replenish your amounts of clothing to get them out from where the fire is. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Mem Hei, Misha Noshu Kelov B'mayim, one whose clothing got wet. Holech Bahem, he's allowed to walk in his wet clothing. Ve'eno Choshe Shema Yovel Lidei Schita. And we do not worry that if he's wearing wet clothing, he might come to squeeze them out. V'lo yishtochem l'nagvam, but you can't spread out your clothes that are wet in order to dry them. Mipnei maris ha'ayin, because of maris ha'ayin. Shelo yach shedu shekibson b'shabbos. If you hang up your wet clothing, someone might think that you did laundry on Shabbos, which is usur, so that's a problem of maris ha'ayin. Famous mechaber over here, v'afilu b'chadre chadorin, even in the inner chambers of your house, she'ein sham roim, and no one can see, usur. So when something is usur, because the Maris Ayin says a Shulchan Aruch, it's even usur b'chadre chadorin. So you can't hang up your wet clothing to dry, even inside your house where no one could see, because of Maris Ayin. V'lo usru elo l'shotchom b'shabbos, and they only usur for you to spread out these garments on Shabbos. Aval im shotach mi erev Shabbos kelim hamechubasim. But if you spread out your wet laundry on erev Shabbos to dry, eino chayev lesalkun b'Shabbos. You do not need to remove it before Shabbos starts. You're allowed to leave it to dry on Shabbos once it was hung up already before Shabbos. So this is a very practical halacha. And let's see all the mishaburas beginning at Sivkaton Kuf Samach Aleph. So he said, Misha nishu kelim b'vayim, one whose clothing got wet. Bein al yedei mehageshamim, whether they got wet from the rain, osha nafal banohar, or fell into a river, v'neslach lechu kelev, and his clothing got soiled, so his clothing got wet, whether it's from the rain or falling into a body of water. Either way, the halacha is, the mechaber says, he's allowed to go and walk in his wet clothing, and we're not worried he might come to squeeze it out. So if katon kuf samach beis, Shalo asru al ha'odim ha'begodim shalovesh osam. Chazal didn't asr, they didn't make any kind of xayra that you might come to squeeze it out when it's the clothing that you're actually wearing, and therefore that's going to be okay. Va'afilu in nishu kelev levad. And even if you were not wearing your clothing, but your clothing got wet alone, hu loshan mitchilu mahalachban. You could put on the wet clothing and you can walk in those wet clothing. Umistabir the hainu dafkim ain lo begodim acherim. But this is, makes sense, it's only true if you have no other clothing to wear. So you have no other clothing, you can put on wet clothing and wear the wet clothing. We don't make exagero that you might come to do a schita when you are wearing wet clothing. Sivkoton kuf zamech gimel, this is the ikar halacha of Mem Hei, and that is you are not allowed to spread out your wet clothing to dry on Shabbos because of Maris Ayin. It looks like you laundered the clothing on Shabbos and now you're drying it, so you can't spread it out. Says the Mishabura kuf zamech gimel, Ayin Mogen Avram, Shem Mitzadeh Lomar, he leans to say, Dafka, if it got soaked with water, then you have an iser to spread it out to dry. But if only a little bit of water is spilled on your garment, mutter l'shatcham, then you can spread it out to dry. Because then there's no worry that people are going to suspect that he actually laundered the garments. But there are many achronim that argue, and they are machmir, and they say, even if the clothing are only a little bit wet, you can't spread them out to dry on Shabbos. We said in the Mechaber, the problem of Maris Ayin is going to make it usher to spread out your wet clothing, even the Chadre Chadorim, even in a very closed up place where no one could see it. Maris Ayin applies over there as well. Says the Mishabura Kufsa Medalid, Ubigodim Hamalapathim Bahem Tinokos. Garments that are wrapped around little children, like diapers, Shekor and Vindalin, Mutter Lashotchon Bebeso Sheyis Nagvu. Those diapers, you are allowed to spread out in your house to dry them. V'afilu b'chama b'chatzer, even out in the sun, in the courtyard, is mutter. Why? T'kevan d'yesh aleim gam tzoas ha'katan, since there's also dirty excrement from the child, the imkein muchach shelo kipsa v'lega chashada. The whole shot of drying out wet garments is someone going to think that you laundered them on Shabbos. But if it's a dirty diaper and they see there's dirt there, so it's clear you didn't launder it. It's clear you're just drying it out a little bit, trying to make it a little less dirty, and that's mutter. The Eshra Afilu Ein Aleim Tzoa could be, even if there's no excrement on the diapers, it's still mutter. Im Lo Nishra Kulan B'Hamei Raglayim. If the urine did not soil it totally, it could be it's still going to be mutter. Da'al Kol Yodim Shederach HaTinokos LaHashtin. Everyone knows that it's a way of small children to be mashtin in their diapers, and therefore it could be that's also mutter, even though there's no Tzoa there. U'Bivad Shelo Yishtochei Neged HaTanur. Again, as long as you are not hanging it out to dry by an oven. The mokum shayat, so let us go in a place where it's very hot, then we get into other problems of bishul, and that we'll see in Mirz Hashem in the next sif, ukel lakamon. We'll see that in Mirz Hashem shortly. Sif koton kus amichei, very important mishabura, things that are aser b'maris ayin, like over here, to spread out your wet garments, is aser even b'chadri chadorim. Hatam, the reason is the lo chilku chachomim takanosan. The Chazal were not mechalik in their takana. They made a takana that you can't dry out, you can't spread out to dry your wet clothing, so you can't do it anywhere. Kosu atosas arush, tosas and the rush both right. The dafka b'mokum shiyesh chash shiach shedu haroim shaasa isa daraisa. This that we say, that there's maris ayin, even b'chadri chadorim, is only when it's maris ayin that people might think that you were over in iser daraisa. Kigon kan b'kibus. Like over here, people might see that you have the wet garments, they might think that you did laundry on Shabbat, that's an iser daraisa. But ze osra afilu b'chadri chadorim, that's when we say it's osir, even b'chadri chadorim. Masha'en kein b'dover shu iser d'rabbanon, which is not the case when we're talking about maris ayin of only an iser d'rabbanon, afilu l'mashi yizbu haroim, even according to what people are going to think, the most they're going to think is that you did an iser d'rabbanon, lo echmiru le'aser bazeh, we were not machmir to aser it, ki im b'farhesya, that would only be aser b'farhesya. There are mishaburas around the room, if you look around. V'huva davar zeb magen Avram v'tazu shari achronim. This idea is brought down in the achronim, again, like Tosas and the Rosh say, very important point, and that is that, right over here, there's a mishabur there. But, so the achronim say from Tosas and the Rosh that when there is a maris ayin on a daraisa, it's even aser b'chadri chadorin. When the maris ayin is only on a derabanan, so then it will only be aser b'farhesya. Factor in the mishabur is if katan kuv zan lechvov. So the Mechaber said, "Afilu b'chadri chadorim she'ein shamroim, it is still aser. Al kein aluntis. Therefore, a towel she'meviu bi'erev Shabbos k'shulach mi'beis hamirchatz. A person comes back from the mikvah on erev Shabbos with a wet towel. Yishtochenu lenagvo mi'bodom. He should spread it out to dry before Shabbos starts. V'lo yamtin ad achar shkia. He should not wait to dry it out until after shkia when Shabbos already starts. That's going to be aser. V'ayin lekamam v'simin shin men beis." The muchach sham is clear over there. The mutzarech lo lamachar. If you need this towel for tomorrow, lutzarech Shabbos, you need it on Shabbos day. So then, yesh lahokel l'shotcho b'bein hashmashos. Then you would be allowed to hang it up to dry during b'bein hashmashos. Ach sheyizor shelo yischatenu. But when you're hanging it out to dry, you should make sure that you don't squeeze it. The Shaar Tzion writes in Reish Vav, mikomakom nochon lizor l'shotcho b'tzina. If you are going to hang it out to dry during Bein HaShemashos, which we're saying is mutter because you need it on Shabbos day, at least you should put it in a private place. That's certainly better than having it beferesia. Sivkotun kufzayim of Zayin. The last point that Mechaber told us was, the Isser of hanging clothes out to dry is only on Shabbos. If you hung out your clothes to dry on Erev Shabbos, and now when Shabbos starts, they're still wet, but they're still hanging, you do not have to take them down, that's going to be fine. Says the Mishabura, Afilu heim shtuchim neged ha'om. Even if they are publicly spread out and everyone sees them, you don't have to take them down. V'atam, the reason is, the ikar achshad einu elokesh shoshodchan b'Shabbos. The ikar concern is when you spread them out on Shabbos itself. If you put out the clothes on Shabbos when they're wet, it's very likely that people are going to assume that you wash them also on Shabbos. Because if you really laundered them from yesterday, then you would have dried them out yesterday. So the fact that you're doing the act of putting them out to dry today looks like you laundered them today. Because if you laundered them yesterday, you would have put it out to dry yesterday. Kilo yomru shenoshu b'mayim. They're not going to say they just got soaked with water. She'ena kol yodim b'zeh, because people don't know about that. That is the end of Sif Mem Hei, but I'd like to read three notes. Number one, note number 119. Note number 119 is the last point that we said, that the ikr chshad einu elkesh shoshodchem b'shabbos, the ikr chshad is only when you hang it up to dry on Shabbos. Umitam zeh, for this reason, af misha ovar v'shotach es b'godav harutuvah b'shabbos. Someone who was over the Aveira, he did the wrong thing and he hung up his wet clothes to dry on Shabbos. The Kafachaim says, She'eino tzarech la'asirum. You don't need to take it down. When you realize your mistake, you do not have to take down your wet clothing. She'rei ba'asara zu lo yo'a klum. Taking it down is not really going to help anything. Kevon she'ikar achshad eino b'masha begodim shtuchim livosh. The ikar achshad is not that you have wet clothes hanging, elo b'shticha atzma. It's in the hanging them up itself. The esanasa ein lahoshev. You already did it. Once you hung up your wet clothes to dry, you already did the problem. Leaving it there is not a problem. And therefore, once you did it, you did the wrong thing, but taking it down is not going to help, so you can leave it up. You have no reason to take it down. Very important note. Note number 118. The afal pi shemikr adin ain't sarach l'salak. Even though we just saw very clearly that if you put the clothes up before Shabbos, for sure that's the case of the mechaber, you don't need to take it down before Shabbos. Mikom akom hoya hachazon ish makbid bebeso. The Chazon Ish was makbid in his house. Shelo tishar kvisa tluya al achevel beknisa Shabbos bishum aris ha'ayin. The Chazon Ish was machmir, and he told the people in his household to take down the clothesline that they had the clothes drying on before Shabbos. He told them to take down the clothes before Shabbos, that there should be no clothes on the line on Shabbos. The Mechaber says that it's mutter, but the Chazon Ish was machmir to take it down. He felt that that would be also be a concern of Maris Ayin. One other point is note number 114, the second paragraph. Ukishenirtavu begodim she'ein derech l'chabsam. So exactly what garments is applied to? So your clothing is wet, you can't hang it up to dry. The whole gzeira is that people are going to see it hanging up to dry, or you hanging up to dry, they're going to think you did the laundry, you washed those clothing on Shabbos. So says Rav Moshe, and if the clothing that got wet are clothing that it's not derech l'chabsam, you don't normally launder them. So Rav Moshe writes, shemuter l'shodcham, those you can hang up to dry. Kedei she'yisyashu, so they should dry. Sha'rei lo yavo l'chosho shekipsam. No one's going to say you laundered it if those are garments they don't usually launder. One more very important point. V'chein begodim shemuter l'shosim b'mayim. So to begodim that are made out of materials that you are allowed to soak them in water. Kegon begodim ha'asuyim e'nylon. Something made from nylon v'kadome, a raincoat. So das agonoshom zan orbach sha'af l'deyazu mutter l'shotchem livosh. You are allowed to hang up a raincoat to dry. What's the concern? Someone's going to say you laundered it. You don't launder raincoats, and you're allowed to wet raincoats. It's not a problem. There's no problem making a raincoat that material. You're allowed to put water on it. That's not a problem of libun. That's not a problem of schita. It doesn't absorb in the material. So therefore, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that would be mutter to hang up to dry. So the only gzeira of hanging wet clothes up to dry on Shabbos is clothing that are normally laundered and they're from a material that that would be a problem. So only that is usher. If it's something that's not normally laundered or it's a material that is not a problem to get wet on Shabbos, there would be no Maris Ayin, and the poskim say it would be mutter. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Mem Vav, V'godim hashuriyim b'mayim. Again, clothes that are soaked with water, usher l'naglam samuch la'esh. You can't dry them next to a fire. Says the Ramah, the osur letaltalam, you also can't carry them, you can't move them around. Shema yovu de schita, you might come to squeeze them out. That's only a garment, again, that you're makbid, that it shouldn't have water in it. A garment you don't want wet, so we're worried, they have exeri, you might come to squeeze it out. You can't walk on Shabbos in a place where you might slip, and you'll fall into the water, because your clothes might get soaked and you might come to squeeze them out. So to summarize, Mem Vav, the Mechaber just says simply, clothing that are soaked, you are not allowed to dry them near a fire. We're going to see in the Mishavua discussion, that would be a problem of Bishul, that you're going to be cooking the water. The water is going to get hot. That's a problem of Bishul. The Ramah adds on a totally different Nakuda, and that is, you're not allowed to walk around carrying wet clothing, because the word, you might come to squeeze it out, if it's a garment that you're makbe not to have water in. And then he says another point, that you can't walk in a place on Shabbos where you might slip and get your clothes wet, and that would be a problem, because you can't... We don't want you to have clothes wet, that you might come to Shechita. So says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan kus ha-meches, ha-shruyim b'mayim, on the Mechaber's case, clothing that are soaked with water, you can't dry them next to the fire. Afilu shriya mu'etes, even if it's only a little bit wet, sif katan kus ha-meches, osir l'nagvim, you can't dry them. Afa gada afilu b'chama, osir b'kanal, even though we just said outside in the sun, it's also a problem of Arisayim, hasa mishum Arisayim l'chudhu, there the discussion was, it's us to do it because of Maris Ayin. People think that you're laundered on Shabbos. The Kamash Malon Hocha, the Chiddush over here in the Mechaber in Sif Mem Vav is the Neged Ha'esh Yesh Iser Taira. To put the clothing that are wet next to a fire, that's an Iser Daraisa. That's not just Maris Ayin. This is a much more serious Iser. Mishum Mevashel Umishum Melabin. That is because you'll be cooking, you'll be whitening by cleaning the garment. The Derech Lehislabin Adei Atanur. It was the way to whiten clothing through using an oven, kedavinim Shabbos, Chav Zayin, the Gemara says in Shabbos, ha'unin shel pishta mishi islavnu, it's talking about bundles of flax, and not makabel tumma, until you whiten them in the oven. So you see from there that there's a concept of whitening things, cleaning materials in an oven. So putting the clothing that are wet next to a fire, you have two serious isur deraisa. Number one is bishul, number two is liban. V'gam da'asar mach maser l'naglam afilu kashu lovish b'hem. For this reason, it's also to dry them, even if you're wearing them. If you're going to stand in a place where it's so hot that the water in the garment can get cooked, that will be the same problem of bishul, and that will be also just because you're wearing the clothing. It doesn't make it any better if you're in a place where it's going to get to Yad Soledes Bo. Sifkaton kuf ayin samach la'ish next to a fire. V'hu adin da asr la'nichan ala tanur. It's also asr to place wet clothing on top of an oven. V'mokum shayat soledes behem. Again, if that place is yad soledes behem. V'ho'olam nechsholim bazeb av adesenu harab. And people stumble over this in our great averos. Shemanichim bachoref begodim lachim ala tanur. Al tanur cham l'nagvam. People are placing clothing that are wet in the winter on a hot oven in order to dry them. That is usr. Ubimokum shein hayad soledes behem mutar l'nagvam. If you have a radiator that's warm, but it's not boiling hot, it's not yad soledes bo, that would be 100% fine. V'hu shelo yanichem derech shticha. Again, as long as they're not being spread out, so you avoid the problem of marasayin, but that would be mutter in terms of bishul, because if it's not yad soledes bo, there would be no problem of bishul. If you spread it out the normal way you would spread it out, that would be also no matter what, even if there's no problem of bishul, the kanal b'sivakotam, like we just saw in Sif Mem Hei. Sivkotan Kuf Ayin Aleph, the Ramah said, you are not allowed to walk around with wet clothing. You can't move wet clothing. You might come to squeeze it out. V'dafka kishenishu b'mayim merubim. This is dafka if it's soaked. It got wet with a lot of water. Aval kishibu aleim mayim muatim. But if a little bit of water got on it, lo chayishinen shiyovo lidei schita. We're not worried that by moving it, you're going to come to squeeze it out. Kidal kamon simen shin beis ziftes b'hagot. Sivkoton kufayim beis, we said this problem that the Ramah says of moving a garment that's wet, you might come to squeeze it out, is only a garment that you're not makbet to have water in. Hainu she'ein rotze shia b'hamayim. You're makbet that there shouldn't be water in this garment, so then in word, you might come to squeeze it out. Aval hamat lonio she'shuriyim tamib b'mayim, but some kind of rag that's always wet, it's always soaked with water, and nobody cares about it. Ain lochush, we're not worried, umutter betiltel, because it's always wet, you don't care about it, you're not going to come to squeeze it out, that's 100% mutter. But something that you're makbet on, that it shouldn't be wet, so that if you're going to move it when it's wet, we are concerned that you may come to do schita on that garment. Let's see one more sif, there's no mishabura, just the mechaber. Mechaber says in Sif Mem Zayin, lo yishtach odom es kelo b'shabbos afil min azeya. You're not allowed to spread out your garments on Shabbos, like the Maris Ayin problem, even if they're only wet from sweat. It doesn't have to be that it was wet from soaking, like we discussed before, even if it's just wet from all the sweat. Let's say Simchas Torah. You want to spread out your garments that got wet from all the dancing and all the sweating. So that would be the same problem if it looks like it was longer before. So that would be usher. We'll stop here and continue next time. Mitzvah Shem with Memches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.